Jesselyn Eisenman here, back at the 2025 Iroquois County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio for WITY, and I wandered off into the sheep barn, and I found these two lovely ladies,
Sophia Furix and Charlotte Furix.
How are you guys?
Good, a little sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweaty. It's pretty warm out today.
It's kind of hard when you're trying to wrestle a sheep and you're having to be in long sleeves and jeans, too.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I bet it's not. They're probably pretty rowdy because it's hot.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of angry and agitated.
Oh, no. What do you do to calm them down?
Well, usually we'll just brush them or we can sit with them and they'll usually get the vibe that it's all good.
Oh, so they kind of relax when you're around. They like that social comfort from you.
Mm-hmm. They're kind of jealous of each other. Whenever one gets loves, then the other wants love.
Oh, my goodness. Jealousy. That's not good, right?
No.
No? All right. Well, have you guys shown yet today, or are you guys just waiting for your first class?
I have already shown two sheep today.
Ooh, how did you do?
Good. One of them I didn't even know I was going to get, so they just handed to me in the ring, and the other one was mine showing.
All right. How did you do? Did you place?
The one that's mine, I placed last place, but the one that I got randomly, I placed first.
Ooh, congratulations. And how are you doing so far today?
I've pretty much finished showing until showmanship. I got last place in both my classes, but at least I had fun.
That's right. I'm so glad you said that. That's like the most important part, is to have fun, right?
A lot of people, I feel like it is fun to like win and take it really serious, which I want to do more in the future. But for right now, I just want to have fun.
You could not be more correct. Having fun, that's just the number one goal. Do you guys have other species here, or are you guys just sheep?
Just sheep.
Just sheep. Do you like sheep?
Yeah.
All right. And are you guys in 4-H?
Yeah, we're in the Danforth Blue Ribbon Club.
All right. And how old are you guys?
I'm going to turn 13 in August.
And I'm going to turn 10 in August.
Wow, you guys were both born in the same month? That makes for a pretty easy vacation. August.
We're actually only one day apart. She's the 10th of August and I'm the 11th.
Wow, that is so cool. That's actually really neat.
Yes.
Do you like having your birthdays close?
Well, yeah, but sometimes you celebrate like her birthday on my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Like joined birthdays. Make it easier for the parents.
Yeah, it does. Less gifts, too. We share gifts.
Oh, my goodness. That's so cool. All right, and do you guys have other projects here, maybe like cooking, or do you guys do sewing or anything like that?
No, I do like to crochet at home, but I've never actually brought anything to the fair. Maybe in a future, if I get better, I could make something, but right now I'm just focusing on my sheep project.
Wow, how long does it take you to crochet something, usually?
If I'm making something small, like if I want to make like a bracelet, or if I want to try something new, then I'll do like a day of it. But if I tried making like a top for over my swimsuit, and it took me like a week maybe.
How did you get into crocheting?
We went to the Wisconsin Sheep and Wool Festival last year, and we camped next to a couple of ladies, and they spin wool, and it inspired me to want to learn to do something with wool, because I thought it would be cool to know what we do with it.
Wow. Well, congratulations on taking up that hobby.
Thank you.
Do you show anywhere other than the Iroquois County Fair?
Yeah, this year was our first year we showed at the All-American in Springfield.
How did you do down there?
Not so hot. I got last place in both.
Hey, but you know what? It's good that you went and you probably had fun.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, and how did you do down there?
We pretty much like got last in every class, but there's a lot of heavy hitters there, so we didn't expect to win first place, but we just wanted to go for the experience.
You can always build up, so maybe next year you can go again and maybe, you know, place higher, but at least you placed.
Yeah. Next year, I don't know if we're going to go because it like rotates states because it's like a really big show. So next year it's in Maryland. We don't know if we'll travel all that way, but.
Wow, Maryland. Yeah, that's definitely a drive. With all those sheep in the back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. How many sheep do you have here?
We have 4. 2's mine and 2's is hers.
Okay. How many sheep do you have at home?
Right now, we only have 2 in our pasture, but we have 3 of them off getting bred so that we can have more babies.
Aw. And what do you have to feed your sheep? Do they just eat grass, or do you have to give them a specific type of grain and hay?
We give them pellets, but the ones in the pasture are allowed to, like, free range and eat the grass.
Just out on the pasture, they just get to eat the grass, keep the grass nice and mowed down, then you don't have to mow it.
Yeah.
Pretty smart production you got going on at home.
Yeah.
Do you have any other animals besides sheep?
We have two guinea pigs in the basement.
Wow, that's cool. Did you bring them here to show?
No, I don't think you can show guinea pigs here. Maybe at, like, some bigger shows, but I wish you could. But unfortunately, we haven't found any shows yet.
Oh, man. And where do you guys go to school?
We go to school in Iroquois West.
I'm in Onarga building for my last year, and I think she'll be going to a different building.
No, I'm
going to
stay in Thawville. So my last year in Thawville.
All right. What grades will you be going into this fall?
I'm going into 5th grade,
and I'm going into 8th grade.
All right. Well, have a fun 8th grade year.
Thank you.
All right. Well, congratulations so far with your sheep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
What is the judge looking for in a sheep showmanship class? I have to ask because I don't know.
Well, usually in showmanship, they're judging the showman more than they're judging the sheep.
Do you still have to have a good-looking sheep for showmanship class, or do you just have? Can you just have whatever sheep?
In showmanship, it's kind of your choice of what sheep you bring. You don't have to have a certain breed.
Okay, so since the judge is judging you, do you have to smile, or do you have to do, you know, certain things? Do you have to do certain footwork in the ring, or what do you kind of have to do in the showmanship class?
Well, usually you want to smile, be happy, you know. You do have to set the feet properly and hold the head right.
Do you like to show showmanship, or are you like, oh, not showmanship?
Showmanship is my favorite class of the day. That's like the only reason I wait around after we're done showing is because they do it last. That's my favorite thing to do.
That's what I like to hear. Showmanship. Yay, showmanship, right?
Yes.
Are you going to show in the showmanship as well today?
Yes. Since I won my last year, I am now up against her class.
Oh, sister rivalry today. Watch out. She's coming to get you.
I'm kind of scared because she's actually she is a really good showman, and I'm scared that she'll actually win by cuteness because she's still really little. So I feel like the judge is going to be like, oh, she's cute. I think she should win.
You are pretty cute.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you're cute, too. I mean, you guys have, like, pretty much matching shirts and jeans and boots. I mean, you guys obviously know what you're doing.
Yeah. After a lot of years, you kind of get used to it, and a lot of online shopping.
That's right. So you've been doing this a lot of years, then?
I've been doing it since I was 8, so, like, this is my 4th year, maybe? 4th, oh, wow. I think. Yeah. And right. She's just been watching since she was 8.
One of my first years, because I'm only 9, and you start when you're 8.
So you get to watch your older sister know what's going on, and then when it's your time to show, you know what's going on because your sister is a pro, right?
Yeah. They do have, like, a peewee showmanship, which for all younger kids who can't show, so.
Did you do that showmanship?
Yes.
How did you do?
Good. I won it, I think, all the times I did it.
Yeah.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
And congratulations so far today, and good luck the rest of the week, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. You're very welcome. This is Jesselyn Eisenman here at the 2025 Iroquois County Fair, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio for WITY.